Good morning. Praise the Lord. You're listening to the morning Bible study here at the Queen's Ministry, the Bible Breakfast Fellowship. We come every Sunday morning, though it may be in a virtual setting at this time, but we do have an opportunity to come together to share in the Word of God. And so we're thankful that you have joined us by way of this recording at a later date. And we're hopeful and prayerful that you too are blessed by what we share in this message on today. Amen. Again, this is Elder Mary Ellis, and you have joined us here at the Queen's Ministry Bible Breakfast Fellowship under the leadership of our pastor, Bishop Andy C. Luda. Amen. And we were all sharing before we joined on our recording how we enjoyed our morning service today and the message delivered in our hearing by our pastor, reminding us, as the children of Israel were reminded when they came out of exile and they began to go back to the normalcy of their living back in the homeland, the promised land, that the prophet said to them, God has not forgotten you. God has not forgotten you. And he said, this is what I want you to do. And that is, I want you to get into God's word. I want you to meditate, to read and study God's word. And then I want you to seek God, seek his face, because God has plans for your life. And then have a spirit of a hope of expectation that the Lord is going to do great things in your midst. Praise be to God. Those are wonderful words shared with them. And I believe those words are appropriate for us even in this day, this 21st century. Amen, somebody. So as we have come together on today to study God's word, we invite the Lord in our setting. Amen. And by his spirit, we're praying that he would move on the altars of our hearts and that he would use us, speak through us, that the word that he has for us may be heard in our midst. Amen. Let's open up with a word of prayer, and then we're going to jump right into our lesson. Actually, this is part two of our lesson, The Promise Keeper. God, we know, is the original Promise Keeper. Amen. And so we're going to go to our worksheet on today, starting at that second section, talking about the promises that God offers in his word. And we want to share with you, those that may be listening to our lesson at a later date, that if you need our worksheets, if you need any of our material, if you would like more information about our Bible study times or even our Bible study content that we've already shared, you may call our church office, where you can receive the information, you can receive the worksheet. Someone will definitely get back to you to help you secure our worksheets for your enjoyment. Amen. So thank God for this opportunity to be a blessing in the lives of his people. Father, we thank you on today. We thank you for this time, this gathering. We pray, oh Lord God, that you would be in the midst, that you would use us, that you would speak through us, that whatever it is that you want us to know, you want us to get from your word, to receive from your word, that you would speak to us, oh God, speak to our hearts and our minds. We do pray, Lord God, in this moment and in this time, those that need a special touch from you. Oh God, you know the names that we've lifted up over the many days, but God, we just ask that you would reach down right now, God, in the point of need of those that may be present, and that you, Lord God, will bring healing, recovery, comfort, and peace. We know you can, so we thank you, God, in advance. We thank you, Lord God, for all that you do in our lives. We know you're able to do great and mighty things. So bless now, we pray. Bless this time, this gathering, your word. And we ask, Lord God, that you continue to lead, guide us, and direct us in all things. In Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Again, thank you for joining us here for our morning Bible study. We come every Sunday morning sharing in the Word of God. Part two of the Promise Keeper, a lesson we started on last week, and we opened up with the thought with this verse. Psalms 145 and 13, that B clause, reads, "The Lord is faithful to all his promises and loving toward all he has made." He is faithful. That's what we started out with, to remind ourselves that God is a faithful God and that we have assurance. Not so much insurance, but assurance that this faithful God is faithful in keeping his promises. Well, let's go back to what we defined as faithful or faithfulness. We see, according to Webster New World Dictionary, that faithful or faithfulness is being loyal, conscientious, accurate, and reliable. It is the quality of steadfast loyalty, of firm adherences, get this, to promises. Wow. So within the word of faithful or faithfulness, we see it is defined as something or someone who has a firm adherence, stick-to-itness to the promises that they have made. So, we have the assurance by God's word, by his covenant relationship with his people, that we can trust that he is faithful to fulfill his promises. Amen. So, we can stand on them, we can hold fast to them, we can depend upon, position ourselves, and rely upon the promises that he has made in his word. Listen, if we were all together in one setting, I would say amen, somebody. But you know what? I'm going to say that anyhow. No matter where you are right now, say amen, somebody. Because amen simply means you are in agreement with what has just been said. And that is that God is faithful to fulfill his promises. Last week we talked about where the word of God says, does God speak? And it not come to pass? Does he say and it is not done? Every promise we talked about last week is fulfilled. For his faithfulness is beyond measure, beyond our comprehension. It reaches beyond the skies. For all the promises in God, you remember this, is yes and amen. So we have assurance that the message or the word of promise that he utters in his word, the announcement that he makes in his word, we can hold fast to that fact that God will bring it to pass. In other words, believers, if God said it, we can believe he will perform it. We talked about the hymn, which kind of sheds light on the promises of God. This writer, Russell K. Carter, sat down after experiencing a great tragedy in his own life, and he penned this hymn talking about the fact that we can stand on the promises that never fail, that stand up against doubt and fear, that allows us as believers to rest in his word, to rest in the promises of our Lord and Savior, who will guide us by his Spirit and direct us by his Spirit, who will sustain us. Hallelujah. We can know today that if we hold fast to his promises, we will prevail and not fail. Oh, we can truly trust in God and his word. Amen. So we move on to part two, where we talk a little bit about. Now, I must say, we can't go through all the promises of God. One thing I shared in our last setting was that there's over 7,000 promises in the word of God, spoken or written in the word of God. So we certainly cannot go through all of them on any given time frame, especially not in this time frame of today. So we're just going to look at a few in this time that we have, and we begin with the question, what has he promised? What has God promised? Good question. Let's look at a few. Let's begin with the first one, his promise of provision. Let me say that one more again. His promise of provision. If we look in Philippians 4:19, I'll give you a second to jump over there. If you look at Philippians 4:19, it says, I being God, will supply all your need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. I will supply all your need according to my riches in glory by Christ Jesus. So his promise of provision comes from an abundance of his ability to fulfill. Amen. His promise of provision comes out of this vast storehouse, this vast treasure that God is able to fulfill. You know, from the time we are born, from the time we open our eyes until we close them, each of us is a bundle of needs. That's right. We have physical needs. We have academic needs. We have social needs, moral and spiritual needs. All of us are needy in some way or another. Amen. Many of us hit all the categories I talked about. Some of us just in a few or one or two. But our needs are varied. Even if we all have physical needs, my physical need may not be the same as your physical need, and my spiritual need may not be the same as your spiritual need, because our needs are varied. They are great, but get a hold of this, beloved. They are real. Come on here. That's right. If you are going through and you have a need in your life, it is real. It is not something you are making up, and that's something we have to be cognizant of when we see others, and we need to understand and have compassion for. Just because you're not experiencing it doesn't mean it's not real. Oh my goodness. But all of that said, all of that being done, all of that being true, this is also true. This is also something we can hold fast to, and that is God will take care of you. Yes, he will. The songwriter said it this way, do not be dismayed, whatever betide, whatever's going on, he is faithful to his promise of being our source that will supply our need. Hallelujah. And I like this. I like this. He is able. He is able and he is willing. So what does that say? It's saying to us, we're not going to a God that can't do it. We're going to a God that is able and he wants to do it. He's not withholding what is best for us. That's the thing we have to understand, that he looks out upon our lives and he sees what's best for us. Again, you heard the song, he knows what's best for me. Even if we don't understand what's the better way for us or the better thing for us, he does, and he's looking out for us in the long term, in the long run. And so he will supply our need according to his will for our lives. But we must remember that he is able to do it. Just because he doesn't do it doesn't mean he's not able. And secondly, that he's willing to do it. Amen. And again, when we look out upon our needs, it doesn't mean we're going to get them all fulfilled, especially in our way, because we have to remember that when we go to God, he has plans for our lives, and he has a will and a way for us all to line up with. Praise be to God. So God looks high, sits high and looks down low upon the knees of his children, and he will answer our prayers by and by. So it is because of this assurance, there's that word again, of the supplier of our needs that we can declare, like the Apostle Paul who wrote these words, my God shall supply all of our needs. It is our testimony of his goodness and his grace and mercy in our lives. Praise be to God. So he is a promiser of provision. And we know that provision goes from A to Z. He will supply our shelter. He will supply our food, our needs. Let's go back to the children of Israel in the desert wandering. Didn't he supply for them? They didn't have to worry about their source of food. They didn't have to worry about even simply worrying about their clothing wearing out. They didn't have to worry about their shelter. He covered them. Amen. He guided them. So he is a supplier of our need, and he has promised to provide for us. Can I get an amen, somebody? Let's move on to the next promise. His promise of peace. His promise of peace. John 14:27 says, peace I leave with you, my peace I give unto you. Not as the world gives, and let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give unto you, not as the world gives. Because the peace sometimes that we get in the world is not lasting, is fragile at best. And it sometimes is contingent upon circumstances. Amen. But Jesus is saying to us here that the peace I give, the peace that I offer to you, won't be like that. And we know we need peace in our lives. Amen. That is something we continually pray for to help us through our difficult moments, to help us through our difficult times. Peace in our lives allows us to be able to go through the storms, allows us to be able to go through the hard times, allows us to be able to hang in there. Amen. So the promise of peace, because we need it. We need it for our healthy living, to keep us in sync, to keep our minds stable, so that we can combat frustration and confusion and unrest, tension that may rise up, violence even. Remember, the Word of God tells us that we are peacemakers. And so when it is on our part that we can offer peace, the Word of God encourages us to do just that. And we can fight depression and distress with a peaceful mind, a peaceful heart. Each of us, in whatever state or circumstances that we might find ourselves, can handle it better at peace. And peace is that restful state of mind and soul that we desire. Amen. And we can find in the Lord. The songwriter said we can rest in that peace that he offers, that Jesus offers. It is available for us. It is through our relationship with him that he grants it to us. He says, I'll give it to you. We don't even have to ask for it. It is just offered. Praise be to God. It is just offered to us in our relationship with the Lord. Because he is our Lord and Savior. And so God is the source of this real and satisfying and abiding peace that we find in Jesus. Remember, sometimes the peace we get in the world is fleeting at best. We have it today and tomorrow is gone, or we have it this hour and the next day is gone. But when we rest in the Lord and His assurances and His promises, we can have the peace that we need to handle what's going on. Amen. Praise God. Listening to this words that was shared by Corrie Ten Boom. She was a writer sharing out of her life experiences. And she says, "Beloved, continue to stand on the promises that cannot fail. Continue to stand on the one who is able to do exceedingly above all we can ask or think. Because God is the original promise keeper. Let God's promises shine on your problems." That's what she said. Let God's promises shine on your problems. So if you have a problem you're facing, shine the light of God's promise on it and see if He won't help you see and navigate through the difficulty of that situation. Hallelujah. Let's go to one more before we close out this segment for today. We're talking about God, the promise keeper, and what He offers in His word. The promises that He offers in His word. Let's go to number 3. His promise of His presence. Everybody knows the one that says I'll never leave you nor forsake you. The promise of His presence. He tells us in His word. That's why it's so important to know His word, because you'll know what's in there for you as a believer. His promise never to leave you nor forsake you is right there. When you're having difficult moments and you may find yourself physically by yourself, you don't have to be by yourself. You can have the Lord with you, and you can cry out or call unto Him, and He will hear you and He will answer in His way. Sometimes God speaks to us in that still small voice. Sometimes He speaks to us where we can hear it with volume so loudly as if it was an audible voice spoken by someone in the room. I recall on a couple of occasions where I heard my name being called, and I looked around and I said, "Well, who called me?" And it wasn't no one else in the room. And I just thank God that I can hear sometimes the Lord speaking to us when He wants to get our attention. Amen. And of course, He does speak to us through His word. We can get close to God through His word. We can experience His presence when we get in His word and when we wrap ourselves in His comfort and His love. But His presence, He says, will be with us. Let's look at Exodus 33:14. It said, "And He said, My presence shall go with you, and I will give you rest." And He said, who is He? God. "My presence will go with you, and I will give you rest." There it is. God is speaking to the children of Israel, but He also offers that to us. Amen. Believers in this day and age, God is offering that to us also, that His presence will go with us and He will give us rest. Amen. Let's see what you're talking about when you say it is for us in this day and age. Well, go to Matthew 28:20. Go to Matthew 28:20, where Jesus is speaking to those that had gathered to see Him as He is appointing them to carry on His work on the mountaintop, as He's about to be transfigured, as He's about to be caught up in the air. He says to them, I'm going to start at 18. He says, And Jesus came and spoke to them, saying, "All authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth. Go, therefore, and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit." Verse 20, "Teaching them to observe all things that I have commanded you." And get this, beloved, "and lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age or ages." I am with you always, even until the end of the age. His promise of his presence is with us even today. Amen. He has promised to be with us as our comforter, our keeper, our sustainer. How? By his Spirit. That's why he said, "It is expedient. It is best for you for me to go, so that the Father can send the comforter that will be with us all, where he can be in my heart and in my space and time. He can be in your heart, in your space and time. He can help you deal with your situation, help you deal with even the pain or the uncomfort you may be feeling. He can be right there for you, yet he can be over here helping me deal with my issues and my concerns. Our future is in his hands, because he has plans for us. He says, "I'll be with you to the end of the ages." He's not going to leave us now. Never will he leave us. Never will he forsake us. We can count on him being there to help us through difficult times and even be with us in good times. Amen. Praise be to God. We always talk about the Lord being with us during difficult times or when we're facing difficulties and challenges. But think about this, beloved. If he's going to be with us always, then that means he's with us in good times also. Praise God. He's with us when we're rejoicing and we're excited about life and we're up on the mountaintop. Amen. He's there with us celebrating. The Lord delights in us. Amen. Praise God. And he sings over us. Amen. And he rejoices with us. Yes. Praise God. So he's with us even in our good times as well as our difficult times. So we can count on the Lord's promise of being with us always. Amen. Praise God. But we have to, let me just share this little caveat, that if we want to have that time of closeness, intimate fellowship with the Lord, we have to be willing to open ourselves to receive it. And then we also have to have a clear channel for that the Lord can operate in our lives in that manner. Amen. What do you think is going to block him from operating in that manner in our lives? That's right. You said it. Sin will stop the flow of him being an ever-present help in the time of trouble in our lives or just being with us. Why? Because sin is what's will cause us to have that breakdown in communication and breakdown in fellowship. So we want to keep clear the passageway so that God's presence can be experienced in our lives in a great way. Praise be to God. Somebody again say amen. Somebody shout out hallelujah. So we thank God today that his presence, his promise of his presence, will be with us even until the end of the ages. Oh my goodness gracious, look at the time. We're near the end already. of our time together. And I certainly, as Bishop would say, don't want to hold you so terribly long. I certainly have enjoyed this time together and studying God's Word. And so we're going to end right there on His promise of protection, His promise of life now and eternal, His promise of forgiveness and mercy, His promise of redemption and salvation, His promise of deliverance. We're going to talk about at our next time, but we thank God so far we know that He has promised us peace, His presence, and He has promised us provision. Amen. So we stop right there with the promise of His presence, and when we come back again, we'll talk about protection, life, forgiveness and mercy, redemption and salvation, and deliverance. Alrighty. We thank God again for all that He is doing here with us and studying His Word. And we thank Him that He has made a way for us to do just that in this season that we find ourselves. Praise be to God. Until we meet again, until next time, this is again the Queen's Ministry Bible Breakfast Fellowship, and you're listening to Elder Mary Ellis. And I want to thank you for joining with us. And we look forward to you joining with us once more and again at this time. Be blessed, my brothers and sisters.